Morning, everybody. I want to make sure this microphone isn't broken or breaking. Sounds all right. Sometimes if I go forward, I don't know what happens, so we'll see what happens on that one. Here's a question for all of you. Who has been sick recently? Just raise your hand. I'll raise my hand. Who's been sick recently? Oh, kindergarten, preschoolers have been sick a little bit. The school, there. Okay, there's some, I think some honesty on that one. The first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, nobody's been sick?
They're all still sick.
Well, they all are still sick. Well, they're not here, I guess. Is that correct? All right. Well, here's a thought for you. Who takes care of you when you're sick? Mom and Dad, right? Yeah. What do you think? Doctor. Yeah, that's good too. I was able to go to see the doctor. They are amazing. Yep. Doctor, grandma, and grandpa. Yeah, that's awesome. Being sick is not fun, is it?
No.
No. All right, so two things I want to think about when we're sick. One is, when we're sick, we should pray for other people. Because it's easier to do it, to pray for other people when we're healthy. And sometimes we forget that. When we're healthy, we just kind of think, well, we're fine. And we live our lives, and sometimes we forget to pray for other people. But if we're sick, we want to pray for other people. And that not only helps that person, because there are people that are sick more, they're sick, they're ill more than us. Okay. So, for instance, if you're at home because you're not in school because you're sick, you're not in a hospital, staying at the hospital, right? Or you might be somebody that are really sick, like somebody that has cancer, right? Some really bad things. So we always want to pray for other people that are more sick than you are and me, because that's called redemptive suffering, that we offer our suffering for other people, because who did that the most? You think? Yep. At Jesus, right on the cross. And that's about the worst you could ever feel in a human's life. And he did it, and he was praying for everybody else. So finally, the last thing to think about today is our first reading. We heard about how we love God, but God loved us first. So let's think about your parents a second time. Have you ever had the times where both your parents are sick and you're sick too? Like your whole family's sick? What do you think?
My mom was sick and I was sick.
Yeah. Who takes care of who on that one?
Nobody.
Nobody. Who do you think helps the other one the most?
JJ.
Who's JJ?
My auntie.
Your auntie. So aunts, yep. Who else? Who else has ever been? The whole family's like sick and yep. Yeah? So who feeds you? Mom. Even though she's sick. Right? Well. My dad was sick. Oh, we need to pray for him. Yeah, is that something? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, my parents help. Yeah, is that the worst? Like, yeah. And who helped you eat? Grandma and Grandpa helped. Yeah. I go back to when Jack and your mom was sick, and everybody's sick, but she's still helping you, right? I think that's the point of the love of our parents and family members. And really, that's what God does for us, and that's what Jesus did for us, right? And that's how important it is when we love God, he begins the love for us, right? That God sent his son for us to die for us. That's amazing. That's why we're at a school that teaches that. It's God. That Jesus was obviously very sick physically, and he gave his life. And he saved the world. So that's the best part about our school. So let's stand and we'll offer our intercessions.